Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
The BET Awards were on in LA on Sunday night, recognising the best in the music, film, TV and sports industry. Lizzo opened the show with a groovy disco rendition of her hit single, About Damn Time. Turn up the music, let's celebrate. I got a feeling I'm gonna be okay, 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 alright. So groovy. Now, Best Movie went to King Richard, with Will Smith also winning Best Actor. Zendaya won Best Actress for Spider-Man No Way Home, and there was loads of other awesome winners as well. You can check out the full list at our website.
And longtime rapper and producer Sean Diddy Combs was honoured with this year's BET Lifetime Achievement Award, introduced by surprise guest Kanye West, or Ye.
I go to him for advice to this day. He inspires so many of my choices, so many of my life choices, my wife choices. And here we are.
Ye, yay?
I don't know. Patrons at a Scottish pub got a big surprise from Coldplay's lead singer. On his way back from the Glastonbury Music Festival, Chris Martin and his girlfriend Dakota Johnson stopped by the Stag Inn pub for a pint and a meal when he overheard a couple talking about their wedding. So Chris struck up a conversation and they shared that their first dance was going to be a sky full of stars. So, of course, Chris saw a piano and then this happened.
Cause you're a sky, oh, you're a sky.
That song's actually about Dakota Johnson as well. Or maybe it's about Katy Perry. Did he date her? I don't know. Anyway, moving along.
Christian Bale has admitted in an interview with Screen Rant that he would think about playing Batman if director Christopher Nolan came back on board to direct. He told them, "I had a pact with Chris. Let's make three films, then walk away. Let's not linger too long. But if he wished to tell another story, I'd be in."
I'm Batman.
I'd like to see that.
I'm Batman.
And Chris Hemsworth and his wife Elsa Pataky brought two very special guests to the celeb-packed Aussie premiere of Thor: Love and Thunder, their 8-year-old twin boys Tristan and Sasha. The Hemsworth family assembled on the red carpet in Sydney in a rare public outing along with other cast members and director Taika Waititi. Thor: Love and Thunder is in cinemas from July 7.
I just want to say that was very, very impressive what you did back there.
It's just my first bad guy.
You never forget your first.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.